You're listening to the RE/MAX Hustle Podcast, brought to you by RE/MAX of Western Canada.
Well, hi there, and welcome to the RE/MAX Hustle Podcast. My name is Wade Patterson. I'm a franchise development consultant with RE/MAX of Western Canada, and I'm your host for this audio experience. The RE/MAX Hustle Podcast is all about providing you with value by leveraging the knowledge and expertise of our RE/MAX network. On this episode, I'm joined by Keir McIntyre of RE/MAX Professionals in St. Albert, Alberta. Keir is a second-generation realtor born and raised in St. Albert. Keir joined the real estate industry in 2006 and has quickly established himself as a top producer. Keir was previously with Sarasota Realty, but made the switch to RE/MAX in January 2021. Aside from real estate, Keir is a proud husband, father, and an active volunteer with the St. Albert Progress Club and St. Albert Minor Hockey Association. Keir, welcome to the RE/MAX Hustle Podcast.
Hi, Wade. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really excited to have you on. And so in the bio, I mentioned you're a second generation realtor. So did you always know you were going to get into real estate, or when did you choose that path?
Well, you know, I had a good idea. I would be getting into real estate at some point in my life. I've been helping my father out. He started here with RE/MAX in St. Albert in the late 70s. Since childhood, whether that was delivering just listed, just sold flyers, shoveling driveways on vacant houses, right down to working in his office, helping create brochures, kind of in my high school and university days. After university, it was definitely something I was interested in. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy sales. I enjoy growing business. So definitely it was a step that I thought was necessary.
I'm always interested when somebody is a second generation realtor, had their parents in the business or their father in the business. And what advantages do you see with it, but also maybe what disadvantages?
Okay. I could definitely give you answers to both of those. You know, when I started out, actually, even now, people tend to lean 100% of their marketing and their ideas to technology. And yes, obviously that's the way of the future. And that's something that our team focuses on. But you can't forget, you know, tried, tested, and true elements of real estate that have worked for a number of years. And you know, the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, definitely is true in this profession. So I do take a lot of the ideas instilled in me by my father that he used for 40 years in real estate, but also need to grow it with the ever-changing market that we see.
If I'm understanding the timeline correctly, did you originally start with RE/MAX and then you left for another brand and then now you've returned? Was that where you started your career?
Yeah, that's correct. I started as a licensed real estate agent in 2006. I'd been working in the office as an assistant since 2000 off and on, but I was licensed in 2006. I worked for a handful of years with my father and my brother here at RE/MAX. I did leave for 10 years to a different brokerage to go out on my own and to see how it would work out there. And it was a fabulous 10 years. I grew the business substantially, but ultimately formed a partnership with Matthew Labasse, and we've decided to come back to RE/MAX. To be under their umbrella. Just better opportunities, I feel, to grow the brand, grow our brand within the RE/MAX business.
I want to talk a little bit about that branding. So you and Matthew have created Black Label Property Group, which is really a brand within the greater RE/MAX brand. So the question I'm trying to get at here is, you know, you have your own branding, but why is the company branding matter as well? Like, why does that RE/MAX branding, how do you see that benefiting your business?
Absolutely. Well, a number of reasons. In my opinion, the strongest agents out there tend to work for RE/MAX. They have for 40 years. And to be able to work in the same environment, in the same building with a lot of the top agents in our community, to bounce back ideas back and forth, to help each other out, to inform each other of upcoming listings, it's just a great advantage. moving forward, whether it's just within St. Albert, discussing that with realtors, or discussing with other RE/MAX realtors in the Edmonton greater area, or really across the country.
And one thing that's really apparent on your social media is the use of video. So this is kind of a two-part question. The first part is, why is video content important? And the second is, what tips would you give to agents who are listening to this podcast who are thinking, I should really be using video more, but don't really know where to get started?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Very important part of our marketing. I really feel that it just conveys the message of the property more than what we can see in pictures. Really getting a better understanding of the property, of our branding. But one thing I would recommend is to keep it short and simple. We're only getting the attention of the viewers for a very short period of time. So we do need to get that point across relatively fast.
Interested in learning more about a career in real estate? Head over to joinremax.ca.
And another interesting thing I found when I was doing a little research for this episode is the first thing that it says on your Twitter bio is storyteller. What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? This podcast could probably go for 4 hours. Yeah, I've always been a storyteller since I was a little boy. People say it's difficult to get a word in when you have a discussion with me. Something that I could talk to you about that the average person would take, 10 seconds to give you the general details of a situation. I like to use accents, whatever it takes, and tell you every part of that story, and it very well could take 30 minutes.
I love it.
And to keep our videos short and sweet, that was a number of years of a learning curve for me to get to that point.
Just in general, Kier, you're a really young agent, but you've experienced a credible amount of success. For the young agents out there who are listening to this episode, what is it? Like, what do you credit your success to, and how can they be successful in their careers?
Well, there's a few things. Number one, when I started in real estate, one thing that I was very concerned about was my age, and I was also very young looking as well. So I was concerned that I wouldn't be taken seriously, but I did my homework ahead of time, going into listing appointments or working with buyers, and I had my facts. So I came in very confident, knew what I was talking about, knew the correct information to give to them, and it went across very well. And it really took away any concerns of my age. Secondly, working consistently. Coming in every day, making a schedule, sticking to that schedule, keeping on with routines, and follow up is so important with my clients. And based on that, the repeat clients, the referrals have been phenomenal.
Coming out of 2020, what was a pretty crazy year, I'm always interested to have conversations with agents to see kind of how they pivoted or how they experienced the uncertainty of 2020. So what did 2020 look like for you? I mean, going back to March when there was a lot of uncertainty, there was stay-at-home orders, all that kind of thing. And how did the year progress to you, and how were you able to continue doing your business?
Right. Well, we didn't know what to expect in March as to what we were going to see in the market for the following 10 months and moving forward. There was a lot of adapting and adjusting when that occurred. A lot of the technology side of things, we were already pretty solid on our end, but obviously a lot of things have changed. You're not taking clients out to look at 12 properties and then go back for second showings to look at 6 properties and then narrowing it down. We're doing a lot of that work ahead of time, and that's what's great with a lot of the video, a lot of the iGUIDE searches on the properties. So to really own in on what your clients are looking for, and doing a lot of that homework ahead of time through the computer was phenomenal. So then maybe it was only a one trip to 2-3 properties, and we were able to act on them quickly.
And since we're now in the start of a new year, I think it's always an interesting time to discuss goal setting a little bit. So How does that process work for you? Do you set goals? Is that a beginning of the year type thing? And how do you keep yourself accountable for hitting those targets?
Yeah, definitely. Every year, going to set our goals. And whether that's down to number of listings, number of overall sales, obviously, number of buyers that we're working for, but also down to our marketing. So that's, consistently getting our emails out, getting our newsletters out, number of followers on different social media platforms. So we have a number of areas that we want to hit. A great thing about working as a team with Matthew is a little more accountability there. You need to make sure that you're hitting these goals. As we meet to discuss this weekly, we go over every area and know where we need to improve or where we're doing well.
Digging deeper into the social media strategy, because again, kind of like we were talking about video before, I think it's one of these things that everyone understands it's important to do it, but maybe there are some agents who missed the boat a little bit on the early days of social media and have always been feeling like they're in catch-up mode. Just from your perspective, from marketing and how you approach social media, what is your advice there to our listeners? I mean, is it something where you think they need to be on most different social media networks, or is there a certain frequency of amount of content they should be putting out? What's your approach to that?
I don't think you need to be on every platform, but Instagram, Facebook, those are probably your two biggest ones. You want to make sure that you're getting a lot of information out there, but you're not overwhelming your viewers. And it needs to be information that you know that they want to see. It's not necessarily just putting an exterior picture of one of your listings with your write-up on it, because there's interest in that, but may not be that much interest. A lot of the great posts that we get out are just general trends of new interior colors or new cabinets, things that are going to catch the average onlooker's interest. If you feel you've missed the boat on it, I'm not the greatest with technology. There's lots of great support systems out there. We do have an assistant that helps us, and that's one part of her job is to make sure that we are staying up to date with social media. There's many different support teams out there that can assist you if you feel you're not in a position to start it or to grow it.
Yeah, some really good points there. Well, Keir, since this is the RE/MAX Hustle podcast, we like to end every episode with a hustle tip. So what is your RE/MAX hustle tip for accomplishing a task when you need to get something done?
Well, I'm going to go back to accountability, because I feel that's, I coach hockey as well, and young kids, 7, 8, up to 12-year-old kids. And when you make yourself accountable to your teammates, or you're making yourself accountable in business to your partner or to your clients, you need to set up your daily goals or your daily activities that you need to have done, and make sure that you fulfill everything on your list.
I love that. Great tip to end on. Well, thank you so much, Keir, for taking the time to share your knowledge on this episode of the RE/MAX Hustle podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And that's all for this episode. We hope you took away an idea or strategy to help grow your business and, perhaps most importantly, allow you to continue that RE/MAX hustle. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to the RE/MAX Hustle podcast. Please make sure to subscribe and rate this show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.